Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is me, Diva J. Just want to wish everybody a happy Sunday. Today on Diva's Got the J, we have a lot of juicy gossip going on today. We're going to first kick it off on a good note and congratulate Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel for their new marriage. They just got married yesterday in southern Italy. After a five-year on-and-off-again relationship, they have now tied the knot. So congratulations to the new Mr. and Mrs. Justin Timberlake. Also, Mrs. Adele gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. Adele announced her pregnancy when she was well into 5 months into it, and she and her fiancé recently gave birth. So congratulations goes out to Miss Adele, and hopefully a new album will be soon to follow. But, of course, you know, we want her to get acclimated to all of her new baby bliss. And hopefully she'll have a marriage coming up pretty soon, and we'll see wedding bells. And just congratulations to Adele. Tamar and Vince are covering Roll Out magazine, and Tamar talks about her musical career, her marriage, which is seen on Tuesdays on the We Channel in the Tamar and Vince TV series. Now, a lot of you watch reality TV, which I absolutely love. Basically, Tamar and Vince most recently have been going through a lot of struggle because Tamar has a serious mouth. Like, shout out to Tamar because she's a really cool person, but she talks a whole lot, and it causes a lot of friction in their marriage, and which, you know, it's really uncommon to really see on TV somebody display it so much. But what I love about Tamar and Vince is that they show the realities, the positives, and the negatives about marriage. And sometimes, you know, there are negative bouts and disputes and things like that. So I do love that she sticks by her husband's side when he has health problems, in which Vince does have a lot of health problems. And if people don't know who Mr. Vincent Herbert is, Vincent Herbert is the manager of Lady Gaga, as well as Mindless Behavior. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is rolling in the dough. So, shout out to him, and hopefully, you know, his health issues will be resolved soon, and he'll get a cleaner bill of health. Tyra Banks will be starting her own sitcom coming up soon about the story of her life. So, many of us love Tyra Banks because we love America's Next Top Model. I know I do. I really haven't gotten into it this season. I'm the type of person, I don't like a whole lot of change on my TV shows. So when she fired Nigel Barker and Mr. and Mrs. J and also Mr. Leon Talley, I kind of was like, forget America's Next Top Model. But apparently Tyra has found a new outlet with Bankable Productions. so that she can get back into the swing of things and, you know, have some positive TV shows coming out. So, you know, shout out to Tyra. I hope everything works out. And, you know, I hope the newest season, America's Next Top Model, goes over well for her. Even though, you know, when you check the ratings are not as high as they used to be. They're a little lower. And I think it's because people have gotten so accustomed to the regular team that she works out with. But sometimes change is good. So we're going to roll with that. The Houstons have a new Lifetime reality series. And the Houstons being Whitney Houston's mother, her daughter, and her adopted son, as well as the brother and her sister-in-law are all starring in this new TV series on Lifetime Network. I'm kind of, you know, on the fence about this. I was the same way after Michael Jackson died. I was very much on the fence about the Jacksons TV show on the AMC network. Just because it's almost like capitalizing on somebody's death in a sense. And, you know, I think that people are still trying to get accustomed to Whitney Houston being dead. And you hear so many different rumors in regards to her daughter and her adopted brother being engaged and getting into freaky accidents in Atlanta and using drugs. And it's just so messy that, you know, I feel so bad for her family at this point. It's just a really, really messy topic. So I hope the reality show, you know, doesn't focus on so much negativity, but it's kind of like, how can it not? But, you know, shout out to Sissy Houston. If they feel like this is the best route to go, then hey, do your thing. Okay, on a sad note, this is really sad, y'all. Okay, comedian Cat Williams pulls a gun out on Faison Love. Okay, Faison Love and Cat Williams are both heavily a part of the Friday franchise. Everybody knows Cat Williams. Faison Love has been in the Big Mama House series. He's been in Friday. He's been on TV series Parent Trap. Parenthood. The Parenthood. It's an old school show. It was in like the late 90s, early 2000s. So those of you who don't know, but I think it's so tacky. Apparently, Faison Love says that Cat Williams owed him $50,000. And apparently, they ran into a club earlier this week in Hollywood. Faison Love approaches him about his $50,000. Cat Williams is like, no, I'm not going to give you $50,000. So, Cat Williams leaves the club, and Faison Love leaves the club because of the altercation, the verbal argument. Well, apparently, Cat Williams decides, I'm going to go to my car and I'm going to pop my trunk. And every black person knows what that means when you say, I'm going to pop my trunk. So he went to his car, he got a gun, and, you know, Faison says that him and his friends went back into the club. Apparently, the gun was unloaded, which was a silly move. And Cat Williams was arrested for gun possession. So, you know, as much as I love a good joke, and which I do, I love a good joke, I really want Cat Williams to get his life together. You know, in the words of Tamar, please get your life because we just want to see you be funny on the stage. We don't want to hear about you getting arrested for gun charges over a gun that wasn't even loaded. That doesn't even make sense, begin to make sense to me. I don't even understand it. I really don't even want to understand it because you pulling out guns on people, at least have a loaded gun, but you didn't have a loaded gun. So it made you look like a punk in a sense. So, Cat Williams, I really want you to get your life in, get it together, and, you know, just come back to the stage, tear up the stage. I hope you do good in the Friday movie. I know everybody can't wait for this new Friday movie, which has everybody in it, including Charlie Murphy. Kevin Hart is rumored to be a part of it. So, you know, we hope everything works out for Cat Williams and everything that he has going on. So, that is Diva Got the J on your Sunday. Coming up next is me and my co-host, my Raiders loving co-host.
5-4. Win for the win.
went out on the team to the locker room with Diva J and Altitude.
Hello, hello, everybody. Go ahead, Coho.
I'm sorry. Good afternoon, everybody. I am out to do. That is Diva J. This is the locker room, and we're live. What's going on, ma'am?
I'm sorry. For those of you who don't know, my co-host is slightly under the weather, and I'm actually laughing because I was laughing at him earlier. He had sent me a tweet earlier basically that he sounds like he just hit puberty, so when he started talking, I just remembered the tweet, and I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's bad, man. It's bad right now. But you know what? I'm a soldier through because I'm dedicated, and I'm doing this for the listeners and for the fans of the show. Thank you for tuning in, and bear with me, please. Miss Diva J, what's going on?
What's going on with you, brother? I mean, I'm sorry. What's going on with you? How are you today?
I'm good, man. You know, it's
I'm
actually
sorry,
a lot better
no,
than it was.
No, don't pay no attention. I'm fine.
Nah, you know what? She got jokes every week, man. You know what I mean? Either I come in here perfect, like I got to be 100% perfect, or it's going to be jokes. But it's all good. You know what I mean? There's a lot of sports action anyway that took place this week. So we want to update the people on what's going on. You got some HBCU scores?
I do have HBCU scores for everybody, and I do want to shout out, you know, HBCU love, all love for my team at Howard University. Howard University tore up them Morgan State Bears yesterday, 21-14. So got to shout out those wonderful, awesome scores. And, you know, the rest of these scores, I'm not even sure I want to shout out because things is looking kind of bad right now. I'm not actually for sure if some teams think that they come into play and it's a practice game. I'm not for sure if the cheerleaders is hitting the field. I don't quite understand. So we just going to go right into these
scores. I got a feeling where this is going.
I just want to throw out these scores, and, you know, y'all be the judge, you know, on what y'all think, okay? Shaw University in North Carolina beat Fayetteville State 45-28, okay? This score that I'm about to read right now, I don't even understand it. Winston-Salem State beat Johnson C. Smith 63-7. I think the Chili in the dance bar. I think the band was on the field. I really do. West Liberty beat West Virginia State 52-19. Washburn beat Lincoln University in Missouri 51-18. Virginia State beat Elizabeth State 28-17. Virginia Union College beat Lincoln in Pennsylvania, 61-13. North Carolina Central beat South Carolina State, 40-10. Missouri College beat Florida A&M, 27-10. Central State beat BCC, 28-10. So shout out to Central State University. And Alabama State beat Texas Southern 45-0.
45-0. So those were the official HBCU scores from this past week. I'm going to go right in and give y'all some top 25 scores in college football. Number one, Alabama beat Tennessee 44-13. No big
score. Whoa! Sorry, I just had to throw that out there.
No, we know. No surprise that Alabama has been beating everybody like that. Number two, Florida beat number seven, South Carolina, 44-11. Now, it was some controversy that stirred up over the BCS initial rankings. They had Florida at number two, meaning they had to jump ahead of Oregon, who is now number three. Actually, I believe Oregon is number 4 now because K-State after this week, I also jumped ahead of them. So shout out to all the Oregon and K-State fans out there too. But the Gators put a beat down on South Carolina, 44-11. Number 4, Kansas State at the time, put a beat in on West Virginia, 55-14. Notre Dame found a way to win, beating BYU 17-14. Oregon State over Utah 21-7. Number 6 LSU comes from behind to beat Texas A&M 24-19. Of course, the Michigan Wolverines got a victory over Michigan State 12-10. Final score in that one. First time that the Wolverines have beaten the Spartans in 4 years, so it was well overdue. Number 10, USC over Colorado, 50-6. Number 9, Oklahoma over Kansas, 52-7. Georgia, 29-24 victors over Kentucky. Mississippi State took care of business against Middle Tennessee, 45-3. Florida State over Miami in a huge rivalry game in Florida, 33-20. Rutgers, 35-10 over Temple. I can't forget about Ohio State. They aren't eligible to be in the BCS rankings, but they did remain undefeated and beat Purdue in overtime. So shout out all the Buckeyes.
Yes! I have to shout out my co-host for a second because, I recall yesterday receiving some funky tweets. And the tweets were, kind of rude. They kind of, hurt my feelings a little bit. But, Buckeyes. Right. So, when you think of something that sucks, it's something that is not doing well, it's something that's not prospering, something that's not going to win. And, do they really suck, though? If they won the game, are they really suck ass?
When I sent that tweet, for the people who aren't in the know, Ohio State was down 8 points with about a minute and 20 seconds left. And as long as I've been following sports, I'm thinking there's no way in 2 HE double hockey sticks that Ohio State's going to be able to come down here, get a score, and win this game eventually.
Right.
I was wrong. So
right.
I'm able to accept the fact that I was wrong this
man.
Time, and Ohio
Tell
State was able to
devil.
Pull out the win.
Okay. I just had to let the people know and understand, when you throw out some stats, call a team a sucky team, make sure they're a sucky team, though, because they undefeated.
They suck. And we're going to find out November 24th, Ohio State versus Michigan in the Horseshoe, I believe. So it's even at your house, and we're going to come there and show y'all the mean in the Big Ten football. And put a beating on Ohio State.
Right. And when they win, in which they will, just want to throw everybody, let everybody know that. They're going to win. When they win, in which they will, we'll see how much my co-host has to say about them. But I have some NBA scores to throw out.
Yeah, some NBA preseason is underway. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. And, shout out to those green and white Celtics, I get so excited when I hear about them. I see them on the court, Rondo fever. I just love the Celtics. They beat the New York Knicks 109-98. Atlanta Hawks beat the Dallas Mavericks 110-94. Detroit beat Charlotte 85-80. Utah Jazz beat the L.A. Clippers 99-91. The Washington Wizards beat the Miami Bucks 102-94.
That's the Milwaukee Bucks. Indiana
Pacers beat the – I'm sorry, we just got to – sorry, everyone, I have to pause for a second. We just got a lovely tweet from Miss Sienna. And she said that we make her laugh. I'm glad that we make you laugh, Aunt Stan.
I'm
so
glad
excited.
We can bring joy to people on Sunday.
Just a joyous duo. So back to the scores. Indiana Pacers beat the Memphis Grizzlies 83-80. And on this note, sorry to say, but the Miami Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs 104-101. But today we have today's games are the 76ers and the Celtics at 7:30 and the Thunder and the Nuggets at 8 p.m. So shout out to all the teams that are playing tonight. Shout out to the Celtics, you know, boo to the Heat. Anybody who's down with the Heat squad, boo, LeBron James, all of them. And, you know, got to say this. I am very surprised at some of these preseason standards already. I'm very, very shocked. The fact that the L.A. Lakers are 0-5 is very shocking to me. So, you know, that's all kind of interesting.
Real quick, speaking of the NBA, Amari Stoudemire of the New York Knicks is going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. That's pretty significant with the start of the regular season right around the corner. In fact, I believe it starts on the 30th on TNT. The Heat taking on the Celtics that day, and also I believe the Lakers are in action. So hopefully Amari is able to recover. He had a ruptured cyst on his knee, and that's going to keep him out 2 to 3 weeks. Also, in other injury news in the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki has surgery on his ailing knee, and he'll be out at least 6 weeks. So, you know, those are a couple teams, a couple big players on a couple important teams in the NBA that,
Dwight Howard's going to be out for half
significant time.
You know.
Dwight Howard is going to make his preseason debut tonight.
Yeah.
I just read that. The Lakers are going to take on, I forget who they're playing today, the Sacramento Kings. The Lakers play the Sacramento Kings.
Well, they need him.
And Dwight is playing to make his debut.
Yeah, they need him. If they're 0-5 already this season, they need him.
Yeah, 0-5 doesn't go well. I mean, it is just the preseason.
No offense to Lakers fans. I just hope they lose.
You hope the Lakers lose?
I hope they lose every game. I hope they lose.
Wow. This is a big Dwight Howard fan, by the way.
Yes, I am a strong Howard fan. But I am not a fan of the Lakers. Just like I'm a Ray Allen fan, I am not a Miami Heat fan.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Ray Allen obviously jumped ship, left Boston, is now a member of the Miami Heat. They obviously played the first regular season game this year against his old team, the Celtics. How do you see that playing out?
I think Rondo is going to take it to the hole. I think that Paul Pierce is going to handle business. I think that Garnett is going to handle business. I have no real feeling about that. I think that Ray Allen jumping shit. I think that anytime a player leaves a squad, that you either lost faith in the squad or you want to go to where the fame is. Because in a nutshell, the best team in the NBA right now is the Thunder. I don't care what nobody say. It's the Thunder. They are definitely that up-and-coming squad that has the ability to beat any squad. That's just how it is. KD comes to play. That's Kevin Durant comes to play. Now, is Ray Allen wanted to win a title, in which that's what he was seeking to do, he should have went to the Thunder.
Now, now for some level-headed commentary here. Miss Diva J is clearly a Celtics fan, all right? Clearly, you know, speaking on behalf of her Celtics, who are very good, by the way, got some good off-season acquisitions. They picked up Courtney Lee as well as Jason Terry to kind of fill the void of Ray Allen. So, you know, they're looking pretty good. That being said, I cannot, in all fairness, declare the Oklahoma City Thunder as the best team in the NBA because they lost to the Miami Heat in the finals a year ago. So until someone dethrones them, the Heat has to be considered the best team in the league.
Okay. This is a level-headed commentary. Let's define great. Because the Suns have the best statistics in the NBA, yet they don't have a lot of titles, but they have some of the best statistics in the NBA. But they're not considered the greatest team because they have limited titles. Now, yeah, they lost the game, but anybody who watched the series, you know, a lot of people was rooting for the Thunder. You know, a lot of people didn't want to see LeBron, like me, get the title. Like, I don't think he didn't deserve the title. He did not deserve any of his titles. Down to the MVP, he did not deserve them.
He didn't deserve MVP?
He didn't deserve them, no.
The guy put up video game numbers.
I don't care.
Video game
what
numbers.
Did he get? I don't care.
LeBron can do what
Come on, puberty.
LeBron can't do anything then to have you give him some credit.
Never.
He can go out tomorrow, score 100 points, grab 38 rebounds, and he's still a bum.
Never. Sell out. You cannot be a sellout and a champion in the same breath. It don't work like that. He is a sellout. Point blank and period.
Here's the problem. Here's the issue. If, like I said before, LeBron James made a business decision for himself, okay? He did the time on his contract. He played out his contract. He was a free agent. He had an opportunity to stay in Cleveland, where he had led that Cleveland team to the best record in the league 2 years in a row. Now, obviously, they didn't get to the championship. They didn't win a championship. But you have to look at what he did there. He led a team that nobody else in this league could have led to where they got them. All right? And then you also have to look at it from the player perspective here. If the shoe was on the other foot, now Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, if LeBron James was 35 and not 25 and he was a free agent, Dan Gilbert probably would be like, yo, I can't re-sign you because the next LeBron James is coming up in this draft. I want
to
get that guy. Thank you, LeBron. Have a great career. Okay? So, you can't knock the player for doing what the owner would do in the same situation if LeBron James wasn't the same LeBron James that he was.
Okay.
I just think it's unfair.
I think he's a sellout. I always think he's a sellout. That'll never change. I think that Dwight is a sellout. It's
LeBron,
nothing,
I'm trying,
nothing,
baby.
And this is why. This is what I want people to understand when I say the things that I say. Don't come into the sport and you have all of this tenacity and all of this effort to make a change in your particular team or city. I don't respect LeBron because I understand that it was politics. He could have went to any team. Okay, I still wouldn't have liked him. He could have came to the Celtics and I would have been angry. So I mean, it really doesn't matter. It's him. I don't appreciate his cockiness. I don't believe that he's a humble person. I've actually met him on an occasion, and it wasn't good. Like I met him when he got drafted, and I didn't care for him then. First, so I mean, I think if you're gonna be loyal, be loyal. If you don't love your squad, love your squad. No, come hell, high water. If the Lakers don't never make it to another championship, Kobe Bryant ain't leaving that squad. He will be the only one that's on the squad if that's how it has to be because he's that loyal to the Los Angeles Lakers, period.
Okay. Okay. So it's time. I see it's time for some more level-headed commentary here. Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, before Pau Gasol was traded to the Lakers, wanted to be traded. Do you remember he demanded a trade because he says, yo, this team isn't good enough to win a championship. I want to go. It was this close. I'm talking a hair follicle away from being traded Chicago Bulls.
I have to shout out Sienna because she just said selfish all day, every day. I had to shout her out.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out Sienna and shout out the AARP team that is the Boston Celtics.
But you know what? We may be AARP, but you just signed an AARP member too. So don't do that.
Listen, I'm not.
Ray Allen is a senior member of that club. So don't do that.
I am not a Miami Heat fan. I just think that LeBron gets a raw deal. My team is the Chicago Bulls. I ride with the Bulls all day, every day. But I just think that the Miami Heat and LeBron James get a raw deal. But moving on, we got to get the people some NFL scores. Obviously, the 1 o'clock games have all gone final. Thursday night, the San Francisco 49ers took care of the Seattle Seahawks 13-6. Tennessee beat Buffalo today 35-34 in a shootout. Dallas over Carolina 19-14. Houston beat the brakes off of Baltimore 43-13.
The Lord, I am so sorry. I am excited about that score. These two games, this Cleveland-Indianapolis game and this Houston-Baltimore game are the best games in the world. But tonight, it's a wrap.
Tonight what she's speaking of is the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cincinnati Bengals. I actually have the Bengals pegged to win that one. So, shout out Cincinnati. Obviously,
Diva J. But that's 43. Let's talk about that 43-13 for a minute. Because that sounds like an ACC power score. because you kind of did this to us last week. But, the Texans really don't have a great squad like that. And the Baltimore Ravens are number one in the AFC North Division. So for them to lose so badly,
the Ravens have some injuries they're dealing with. Obviously, Ray Lewis out for the season with a torn triceps, and also Lazarius Webb out for the season with a torn ACL. So, they're struggling a little bit.
I just want everybody to know that God is real, and he answered my prayer. I didn't wish no serious injuries on nobody. No, I didn't pray for nobody. I just said no injuries. I just prayed that the Ravens would go down.
Anybody that's listening that's within 20 feet of DJ to step away, all right? I'm just saying.
I'm just hoping that they will lose. And this is what it does. When they lose this bad, it really shows who is the main player on their team. And without Ray Lewis, the Baltimore Ravens are nothing. Just like the Indiana Colts last year, when Peyton Manning was out, the Indiana Colts were nothing. Literally. Like, they might have won one. Baltimore Ravens would be the same way.
We having some technical difficulties right now on Steve J's phone.
You said what?
Yeah. You were breaking up a little bit, but you're back. You're good now. Just to finish out the rest of the scores, Indianapolis did beat Cleveland 17-13. Minnesota over Arizona 21-14. The New York Giants and the Washington Redskins in what was really a classic game. New York was able to hold on to win that one 27-23. Green Bay over St. Louis 30-20, and New Orleans over Tampa Bay 35-28. That one ended pretty controversially, as Benjamin Jackson looked to have caught a touchdown pass that was called out of bounds. So,
shout out to Sammy, your little team won the game today.
Your little team. Yeah, big shout out to Sienna.
Good girl.
Big shout out to Sienna of Teens in Tune. Let me quote something she just wrote on Twitter, by the way. She says, Miss Diva J is definitely on point, and Out to Dude is out here playing. Listen, because Diva J and you are Celtics fans does not mean she is right. She is clearly off the rocker on LeBron James. She's clearly off the rocker on wishing basically death to Baltimore Ravens. She wished death on Baltimore Ravens. She prayed for it. She got on her hands and knees. She said, "Dear God, if you could wreck the Ravens bus, please do it." Don't condone that.
I really hope you are not saying it under a light, because if you are,
don't
it's really
condone that. No, I'm telling everybody that is within 30 feet of Diva J, back up. Run the other way. I don't even feel comfortable on the phone right now. It's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the record, I did not wish any serious life-threatening injuries on nobody. I just hope that they went down. And they did. Literally.
Oh, my goodness. There are two games underway right now. The New York Jets and the New England Patriots, and also Jacksonville and the Oakland Raiders. My Oakland Raiders have to get this win. I mean, it's Jacksonville. If we can't beat Jacksonville, then darn it, in an effort not to cuss on the radio.
And you see what I mean? You know what?
Hello?
He's trying to be.
What you want?
I'm sorry. Do we have a call? Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, maybe
hello,
you don't
caller.
Have to call.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want everybody to be clear. I'm not, you know, a bad person. I just wanted them to go down. And they
I
did,
see.
Literally. Like, you know. But
literally,
you know, shout out
not.
To those Raiders, because, you know, apparently they need to win. So, you know, shout out to those.
You know what,
okay.
Man? All the shots at the Raiders are unnecessary, okay? You know
they're
what? I came out and I gave the Bengals some resemblance of love today. Okay?
You don't have a choice. Like, I don't see. You know what?
No, we definitely have a choice. Those Bengals lost to the Cleveland Browns.
You don't have a choice.
Okay?
You don't have a choice. Okay?
We have a choice.
You either root for
we
the Browns or you root for the Bengals. There is no choice there.
The last
no.
one has a call.
Okay.
Hello, caller. State your name and where you from.
Hello?
Hello,
caller.
What's your name? Where you calling
from?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello.
How you doing today? Hello? Can you hear me?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. First, I'd like to shoot one question out. I heard you talking about all this MVP in basketball, and I was just wondering, who are the ones that pick these guys? Because it sounds more like the commentators are selecting before they even play, because I surely thought Rondo had a bid in that last year.
Yeah, he did. Rondo definitely
had a bid
in that.
To be that small and to do triple-doubles, I mean, he's doing triple-doubles, not one
yeah.
game. I'm talking about every other game. He got triple-doubles. His name wasn't even mentioned. I just look
right.
at this. So since the guy got his ring, it might be done fair this year. But other than that, I want to shoot to my team, who simply have a sorry coach and a sorry defensive coach. We sacked that boy twice. He got beat up all last year, and this is Cleveland against the Colts. Why didn't we blitz? I just don't understand our team. So I'm glad we got a new owner. I'm definitely glad Holmgren's gone. I can't wait to Slur leave and Dick Geron. Maybe we'll win more than one game. That's the truth. Of the matter. And I'm going to root for Cincinnati this week. Tonight, I'm going to root for them tonight. Because
okay.
if they hurt Pittsburgh a little bit, then that'll give us a chance to beat them. And that's the only reason.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a rough basketball season. And it's kind of too early to say what's what and what's not. You know what I mean? Because actually the coaches are trying to find who they're going to keep and how much playing time they're going to get.
Yeah.
So what they doing now really don't mean nothing. Now, how you feel about that?
Thank you. Absolutely. I want to touch on a couple of those statements there. As far as the MVP race, we were actually talking about last year, and she was saying that LeBron was undeserving of it last year, and I disagreed. Now, I agree that Rajon Rondo should have been in the conversation a year ago. He definitely was deserving to be in the conversation. But at the end of the day, I just think LeBron's numbers were just, you know, a little better than his. Now, as far as the Browns, obviously there's a regime change there, a new owner, new GM. So maybe they can turn some things around. They played well today. They got a good young team. I think Josh Gordon is special, and he's going to be good for a long time. Ms. Diva J, you got anything on this?
I will stick to my guns on it. He didn't deserve it. Rondo played excellent the whole entire year. He was deserving of the MVP, but, you know, it is what it is. I can't wait to see what
the
NBA
is. I got one other question.
What?
Why did they make him change his sweatband, his headband around? You know, where did that come from? You know, he used to wear a headband the other way. Why did they what was all that about?
If you don't know, the NBA has really turned into, I don't want to use the term, but I have to. It's like a slave ship. And David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, obviously wants to take all resemblance of ethnicity and individuality out of the game. You can't do pregame rituals and a bunch of other things. So, you know, it started with Allen Iverson not being able to bring his entourage and wear his chains and things like that, which, you know, some of it makes some sense, but a lot of it is just absurd to me. And these guys are individuals, and this is how your league prevails in the end. Your league sells individuals. You know what I mean? You guys market people like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, so you need the individuals to be themselves.
Right. I agree with that.
Okay. I got one other question with the MVP was yelling. You said at the end of the day, LeBron was better than Rondo. But I'm looking at height, weight. I'm looking at all this stuff, and I just can't believe that you let a little guy, what is he, 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah.
6'1", 6'2"? Is that?
Right.
6'1".
Get all these rebounds. Guys 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", this little midget going to get all these rebounds, get all these assists. And matter of fact, had a better post move than most of your big men in there. I don't understand. You know, I really don't understand that. But, you know, it is what it is. And I think it's mostly about who they think everybody likes and who best presents the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So they go with old boy like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can understand that, and I do think that the NBA gets behind certain people a little bit, and obviously LeBron benefited from that, and I'm not saying that, you know, Rondo wasn't deserving. I'm just saying that I do believe that if the award was given to LeBron last year, then it wasn't a fluke. I do think he had great numbers. If the award would have gone to Rondo, then I wouldn't be upset with it. I'm just saying that because it went to LeBron,
right,
I'm not upset. If it would have gone to someone else that was deserving, I wouldn't be upset either. But LeBron's numbers definitely, were good enough to win the award last year. But thank you, caller. If for those who don't know, this is actually my uncle Ricky from Dayton, Ohio. He always calls in. We appreciate you calling every week. All right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The locker room has another caller.
Hello, caller. State your name and where you from.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
How
state
you
your name and where you from.
My name is Mark Henderson. I just got out of Rick Peterson's house because I'm also his cousin from Chicago, Illinois. And I just want to let Philip know how much We care about him, and I would love to talk sports with him so he'd know who I am.
Well, thank you, sir. This has really turned into a family reunion on the radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you have a sports question, I'm more than willing to answer it, but I appreciate the support. That's great.
And let me talk about the Chicago Bears, okay? And by the way, your mother is my favorite cousin in the country, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay? Yeah, that's me. It's me, Uncle Mark. Okay, I mean, Cousin Mark. Okay. But listen, let's talk about the Chicago Bears. I got a problem with them not playing offense when they play the Packers. The Packers are their arch rival, and they need to throw it down and let everybody know that they are their arch rival. But they play them like it's just another game. So what do you say about that?
I guess I'll go first. I think obviously it being a rivalry game, there's a lot more emotion involved in it, and obviously you believe that Chicago isn't approaching it as such, and they're letting a lot of things or letting Green Bay get by with just being another team, and like it's another week. Obviously, in the first game they played this year, the only game they've played so far, Green Bay was able to kind of dominate the game, get into Jay Cutler's head a little bit, get him roughed up a little bit. He was arguing with his linemen, pushed the guy to 300 pounds, which probably isn't the smartest thing to do. But whatever. But, you know, I do think the Bears are very good and are serious contenders for the Super Bowl this year. And if they can exercise those demons that are the Green Bay Packers, then they'll have a good shot at it.
Absolutely. You know, you're good. You're good. And we enjoy you. And I'm so glad that I got this number because I would call it frequently. You said your uncle calls all the time. So your cousin will call all the time also, okay?
Absolutely. And don't forget about my co-host, Diva J. She's excellent. I love her. She's great.
All right. You have a good evening, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. To all the listeners, my family kind of took over the radio for a minute. But, you know, support from wherever is great. You know what I mean? But Diva J, what's going on? You're still laughing at me here. Okay.
Oh, you're so precious.
Yeah. Yo, it definitely turned into, like, the family picnic right on the radio. They like, it's cutting pee. You remember cutting pee? Like black people just take over. You know what I mean? But it's all love, man. I appreciate it.
That's what we do. Shout out to everybody who's registered to vote. I hope everybody has been paying close attention to the presidential debates, whatever side you're choosing to vote for, you know. Just make your voice known, go out and vote, because at the end of the day, you cannot complain about the state of the economy, the way things are going, unemployment, whatever it is that you're passionate about. You cannot complain about anything if you are not registered to vote and if you're not going to vote. Just because you registered to vote don't mean that you are going to the polls. So make sure you actively get out there to those polls by November 6th so that everybody can stop complaining about whatever it is that's not occurring in the economy or in the nation that you want to happen.
Absolutely. Amen to that. I second that emotion. I feel like, you know, you definitely shouldn't be complaining if you weren't a part of the solution or if you didn't go out to make your voice heard. And to all the ladies out there, pay attention. This one is especially important for you guys. Two very, very different views out there, and I need the ladies to really pay attention and vote smart. And I'm not telling you how to vote, but I just know that there are two very different views out there. You don't want to be part of the binders upon binders of women that one of the candidates apparently carries around. And that helps him, you know, hire said ladies. So definitely you know, pay attention. Do your research. Go to the polls. People died for your right. I'm not just talking about black people now. I'm talking about women as well. Women weren't allowed to vote in this country for a very long time, you know, due to the 19th Amendment. You guys can now do that. So get out and vote, man, especially if you're a woman.
Look at my co-host educating y'all. Look at him educating y'all. 19th Amendment, throwing out that history.
Hey, you need a court case, too? We got to rule out.
I'm just saying, he's going after that 8th grade U.S. history questions.
Absolutely.
And the amendments, the Bill of Rights. Y'all better know y'all rights, ladies. Don't let no person, no commander-in-chief control your vagina. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
Whoa,
you know, right or wrong.
It's a PG show. We PG.
That is PG. That is PG.
A real quick update. The New York Jets and the New England Patriots are tied presently at 7. The Oakland Raiders have the lead right now against Jacksonville 3-0. No big surprise there. This Monday,
am I the only one raising my hand because I'm surprised? I'm so surprised.
You shouldn't be. It's the Raiders, black and silver. That's all we do is win, 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 no matter what. But, all right.
You said Cal did not make that song because of y'all.
Hey,
I just want.
Hey, even when we lose, we win, okay? Definitely tonight, Sunday night game, is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. Make sure you tune in to that. That's on NBC. I shouldn't be giving NBC no credit. They ain't paying us. The Monday night game is between the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears. That will be the Monday night football game. I just had another family member run up on here and tell me how can I lose and win. See what I'm saying? It's family that brings you down. They tear you down, man. Shout out Cousin Mark. Shout out Cousin Mark in Chicago, though. Good luck to your Bears.
So what you think about this NBA stuff? The baseball. What you think about everything that's going on in baseball?
Oh, you know what? We didn't even get a chance to touch on baseball. But the World Series is underway now, right?
It's going on right now. It's going on right now. It's 3-2
in
Seattle.
No, I'm sorry. St. Louis leads the series against the San Francisco Giants 3-2 in the National League Championship Series. But the Detroit Tigers swept the New York Yankees in the American League Championship Series, and they're into the World Series. They're just awaiting the winner of this series between St. Louis and San Francisco.
Is going to be awesome. Detroit and Chicago really need some productive sports teams to bring them some type of championship just to take away from all of the negativity that the cities have each been going through. For those of you who don't know, who don't keep up with, like, national news and things like that, Chicago and Detroit each have a very high minority crime rate. And it's not the OGs. It's the young kids. It's 8-year-olds being shot because they're walking to school. It's 13-year-olds being raped and beaten, you know, when they come out of class. I mean, it's just that deep. And it's so much negativity that's being drawn to the city that I believe something like a World Series will hopefully spin the city in some type of positive light, and then maybe positive things will come from a win, or even with them just getting this far. Like, each of the cities each need something to just draw the negativity away.
Absolutely.
So shout out.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. You know, Detroit is a city that's very near and dear to me. I got family there. I also have family in Chicago, obviously. Those are two very dangerous places, yet beautiful places at the same time, very historic places for not just blacks, but, you know, Americans all across the country. So, you know, hopefully, you know, some success in the sport. You know, sports tend to take our mind off of other things. So hopefully, you know, some of these people are paying attention to what's going on and you know, get off the street for a while, and you know, hopefully it brings, like she said, some sort of positive karma, positive, you know, wave to both of those cities. So shout out Detroit, shout out Chicago.
I want to give a live score. I want to be the one to give this particular live score that's going on right now. Jacksonville just scored a touchdown on those Oakland Raiders. So now the score is 7-3. So, co-host, what do you think about that? How you feeling about that?
Well, it's okay. You know, it's still very early in the game. It's still the first quarter. We got a lot of time, man. We look like we were able to move the ball with a little bit of ease, so hopefully we can continue that trend. New England and New York are still tied at 7 apiece. tell the people what you got going on. Tell the people where they can find you. It's getting around that time.
No, it's not. We're going to 4:10.
Oh, well, it's 4:45. She means we're going to 5:10.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
4:55, rather. Okay, so that's cool then. So we got time.
Talk about Venus. I saw you made a nice little comment about Venus on Twitter.
Absolutely.
So what's going on with Venus?
Yeah, Venus Williams, for those who don't know, and if you don't know, you should probably jump off a bridge somewhere. Venus Williams is a tennis player. Her sister, Serena, probably a little more popular than she is. But anyway, Venus was able to capture her first WTA title in 5 years today. Won the Luxembourg Open. So shout out to Venus. That's also her 44th career title, only one behind her sister Serena, who has 45 career titles. They are 1-2 in terms of career titles on the active player list. So big shout out to Venus Williams. And if you didn't know as well, the NHL has canceled hockey games through November. They are dealing with the lockout there, very similar to what the NBA was going through a year ago. So hopefully they can come together, both sides can come together, get a deal done, and get those guys back playing.
Well, I do hope that, you know, the lockout doesn't end. I mean, it's such a messy thing. Like, I really feel like the NBA season last year would have been completely different had the lockout not lasted as long. It was very dramatic. It was kind of like the fans were going through the lockout with the players. It was just that bad. So I just want everybody to understand, like, the business of a lockout is just, it's some serious, serious mess. And, you know, I hope the hockey teams can get that together. But, you know, I'm excited about, you know, the NBA coming back. Like, I'm excited for football and NBA to be on at the same time. Like, that is just, you know, so awesome. And just want to give a comment to Miss Sienna, who tweeted me and my lovely co-host. And unfortunately, Sienna, you know, when you play tennis on Wii, it does not count. That it does not make you a tennis player. I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah.
She says that she has 110 titles. So, you know, shout out
titles
to you playing, you know, your Wii and having 110 titles.
Yeah. That's an accomplishment, though. We don't want to downplay your accomplishment. And I'm sure when you in the house and you got the Wii controller and you swing and hit forehands and backhands, and you racked up title number 110. You were very proud. The only thing is ESPN didn't play one of those highlights. You didn't get a check for that. and we still know you as Sienna from the Intune show. But, like I said, that's a huge accomplishment. And keep grinding. Keep working on your serve and volley game on the Wii. Thank you.
You know, and you know, Sienna's a dancer. She made up dances for each of the hosts and everybody in the Intune show family. So, you know, shout out to Sienna because, you know, she gives real love to her team. So, you know,
absolutely.
Shout out to her
and
check her out on
TV. Definitely talented. She can dance. She's obviously great on Teens in Tune. And we just found out that she's like a super world champion in tennis. Hit her up on the Wii, probably Sienna. You know, if you got Wii Live or whatever, Nintendo Live or whatever that's called, maybe y'all can get a match in.
I'm just saying, no, I don't do the tennis. I don't, but, you know.
Tennis is a great sport, by the way.
Hopefully, you know, she'll be the next Serena Williams and we, you know, and we'll work that out.
I just need to let the people know, though. Tennis is a great sport, especially women's tennis. And especially if Serena Williams happens to be the woman that is competing that day.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if she
has one of
those black cat suits.
A couple minutes ago, I promised we celebrated PG or something like that. And I really feel like this is going to
I ain't say nothing. I'm just saying that Serena Williams, women's tennis, and the black cat suit work well together. That's all. It's a match made in heaven. Tennis heaven.
Okay. And for the ladies, I'm sure that all of you love to see men play basketball. I'm sure you just love to see Dwight Howard, you know, when he has his jersey on.
I don't like where the show's going.
And the muscles is just like bing, bang, boom.
I don't like where we're going.
Tall, dark, and lovely. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. It's okay, Alfie, but you don't understand what we're talking about because
the
ladies understand clearly what I say.
I like it for the spirit of competition. That's it.
That's what. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The spirit of competition.
I have a lovely tweet for you, so just catch it.
Hey, we got another update. New England, the Patriots have just scored on the Jets again. They now lead that one 14-7. I absolutely hate the New England Patriots. But we're not going to get into that right now. But
what do you
looks
have
like
against
it,
the New England Patriots?
In 2001. I gotta give everybody a history lesson real fast. Just a quick history lesson. Bear with me. In 2001, our nation had to deal with 9/11. Okay. Rest in peace to everybody that lost their lives during that time, by the way, and those terrible terrorist attacks. But the Patriots had a young quarterback who stepped in for injured quarterback. His name happened to be Tom Brady. Tom Brady led those Patriots to the playoffs. In those playoffs, the Patriots played the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders had a player on their team by the name of Charles Woodson, now of Green Bay Packer fame. Charles Woodson was sent on a corner blitz. He sacked Tom Brady. Tom Brady fumbled, I repeat, fumbled the football. The Raiders recovered the fumble. However, the referees got together. They huddled up. They pulled out their little referee book. They made some calls. They came back and said something about a tuck rule. Okay? It was the first time in the history of the sport I had ever heard the rule. First time I'd ever saw it implemented, and it changed the game. The Raiders ended up losing that game in overtime on an Adam Vinatieri late field goal, and I've hated them ever since. Now, anybody that knows me knows I'm a mild conspiracy theorist. And I believe that because it was 2001 and because it was post 9/11, that a team named the Patriots with quotations all around that, had to beat a team named the Raiders. Raiders. Quotations everywhere. Okay? It just had to happen for USA morale. Okay? So I haven't gotten over it, and I continue to despise Tom Brady and the Patriots ever since. Quick history lesson.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm laughing because it really does sound like you're going through puberty.
I just keep going
in and out. I'm sorry.
It's not even like that, all right? I sound super manly. Yeah. You hear all that bass? You hear that bass rumbling through the phone right now? It's crazy.
I'm sorry, audience. I'm sorry. This is what is great about the locker room and In Tune, period. It's just because we are free to be ourselves. We don't have to be super serious. We get our materials and everything that we need to get across. But I'm sorry, this is hilarious because I mean, he does sound like he's going through Pure Jam. So sorry.
Whatever.
It's okay. It's okay. Just drink some tea and, you know, drink some tea.
Yeah.
I'm not for sure exactly what's wrong with you. It's probably just a change of weather, but, you know.
Yeah.
I hope you fix that.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, one more quick rundown of today's NFL scores. Jacksonville leads Oakland 7-3. New York Jets trail the New England Patriots 7-14. Tennessee beat Buffalo 35-34. Indianapolis over Cleveland 17-13. Green Bay beat St. Louis 30-20. Minnesota over Arizona 21-14. The New York Giants found a way to beat Washington 27-23. New Orleans over Tampa Bay 35-28. Dallas beat Carolina 19-14, and Houston over Baltimore 43-13. Tonight's game, Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati in Cincinnati at 8:20, and tomorrow we'll have Detroit at Chicago.
Yes, and be sure to check out the NBA games that are going to be live tonight, which are the Celtics and the 76ers at 7:30, the Nuggets and the Thunder at 8 o'clock, San Antonio and Orlando at 6 p.m., Sacramento Kings and L.A. Lakers at 9:30, which are today, and check out tomorrow's games at Milwaukee and Toronto, the New York Knicks and Philadelphia, New Orleans Hornets, as well as the Dallas Mavericks, Sacramento Kings at the Phoenix Sun, Golden State Warriors at L.A. Clippers, Portland, Oregon Trailblazers at the Utah Jazz. So
absolutely.
I'm excited.
It's a great time in sports, right?
Huh?
It's a great time in sports.
The NBA and NFL are the best. So, you know.
NFL is underway. It's a good time to be a sports fan, people.
It is. Black.
Getting close to that time, though.
And as you can hear, my co-host, he needs to drink some tea and take some lozenges, and he needs to just gargle something, and it just, yeah, it sounds like a party in his throat right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Pause.
Miss
Pause
P,
that
do you have anything to say today? Are you okay? Is she on? She's not on?
I don't know, but we need to run down real quick where they can catch us. You can catch me at OutToDude on Twitter. That's ALTIDUDE. That is Diva J on Twitter. That's DIVAH_J. Make sure you follow both of us on Twitter. Follow the show, In Tune Show. That is NTUNEDSHOW. Follow Miss Sienna. That's Sienna_In Tune. Follow Valencia 112. T. Austin Reed, who is a huge supporter of the show and the movement, and we support her as well.
Oh, yeah, T. Austin, I'll be waiting for my she has offered to get me a new set of towels and washcloths, courtesy of the Miami Heat. She said that she's going to mail me a jersey, and I told her that I was going to kindly turn the jersey into a new set of washcloths and towels to wipe down my tub. Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to her for that. That is courtesy right there.
Absolutely. Shout out, follow Phoenix Star 9 on Twitter as well. Lyrical Cutie, God's Gift for Women, all supporters, all part of the team, Network of Genuine. Be sure to tune in to our show, 4 o'clock every Sunday, The Locker Room with Altitude and Diva J. Also catch the website, www.theintuneshow.com.
Yes, and be sure to catch Diva Got the J featuring Celebrity Gossip of the Week every Sunday at 3:50 p.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. You get a double dose of Diva J for the day.
Absolutely. It's probably more than you need, but it's a double dose. Either way.
Oh, you know what? Hand clap for that because I get him every week.
You just
I get him
into
every week,
one.
All week. Like, I don't only
you
get him on the show. I get him during the week on Twitter. So, shout out to him. That's 1 point for you. Go ahead. Good job.
Sweet. Miss P, anything?
No, I just want to say thank you guys for being amazing, as usual. And I'll see you guys
thank
next
you,
Monday.
Thank you, Miss P. And I hope you're recovering.
Thank you for being amazing, love, and I hope you feel better.
Yes.
All right, you guys. The locker room is officially closed for the day. Have a great week, everybody.
I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, in tune, in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune. Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin.